Hare Krishna, in this age of Kali, we worship the Lord through beautiful songs. Actually, in the Jagannath Mandir in Puri, there are always singers and dancers who perform for the pleasure of the Lord, especially in the evening during the last darshan. The beautiful Gita Govinda is sung to the Lord. And at some times, he is dressed in a cloth which has all the verses of the Gita Govinda printed on the cloth, so that he is reminded on the verses. So I thought that today we will sing a little raga for his pleasure. Please sing very nicely and sing your hearts out to his pleasure. Huh? I would like to tell all of you a story of Lord Jagannath. Is this good? Lord Jagannath is actually the form of Lord Krishna in a very merciful mood. The essence of Lord Jagannath's quality is mercy also to the very fallen souls. At the time where my story of Lord Jagannath is playing, there was one very terrible general who would be very, very angry towards the Hindu. He was a Muslim. And once his eyes fell on a beautiful lady who was taking her bath in the river. So he demanded this general to see this lady in the night, and in the night he had forcibly a child with her. So this child was called Salabega. He was a Muslim because his father was this general, but he also had a mother who was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. Now once it so happened that Salabega became very, very ill, and his mother told him, "The only person to help you now is Lord Jagannath in Puri." So Salabega prayed to Lord Jagannath and had a miraculous recovery from his illness. And he always remembered throughout his life that the mercy of Lord Jagannath had helped him and saved him. Now, Salabega lived with his mother at the outskirts of the town Puri. And because he was very, very poor, his main meal which he ate was khichdi. At that time, khichdi was never offered in the temple of Lord Jagannath because it was considered to be the poor man's food, not something to be offered to the Lord. Now, Salabega somehow developed in his mind a desire to offer his khichdi to Lord Jagannath. And he knew that every day at 12 o'clock the Lord would get a Raj Bhoga offering with the most delicious foodstuffs, sometimes 54 preparations. So he thought, well, if I invite the Lord to come 11:45 to my house and eat my khichdi, this will be very good. Then he can quickly eat and afterwards wash his hands and mouth and go to the temple where he eats these 54 preparations. So my khichdi will be just an, how do we say in English, an appetizer, which makes him more hungry and gets his eating nerves ready, you know, makes his mouth watery. So this is what he did. Every day, 11:45, he would call the Lord to take his kitchery, and really the Lord appeared in his little hut. He sat down and he ate with his own hand his kitchery. Then he quickly got up, washed his hands and mouth, and lo and behold was off for the temple in Puri, where he ate his main meal. Now one day, this is a very important day, it so happened that Salabega could not find the ingredients for his kitchery early enough. So instead of offering the Lord his kitchery at 11:45, it was 7 minutes before 12 o'clock. The Lord was sitting impatiently and said, Salabega, where is my kitchery? Time is getting very narrow, and if I come too late to the altar in the main temple, the pujaris will throw a tantrum. I will get in huge difficulties, and it will be known that I come every day here to eat your loving offering of kitchery. The whole thing will not remain a secret any longer. Salabega, hurry up. Salabega said, my Lord, it's almost ready. It's just now coming. So finally, and it's too cool, too hot now. You just wait. Be patient. No, I can't wait. Give it now. So finally, 7 minutes before 12 o'clock. Lord Jagannath hurriedly ate the kitchery of Salabega. And while he was partaking the kitchery, some of the kitchery got stuck at the right corner of his beautiful mouth. Please look at the beautiful mouth of the Lord, who has these very wonderful lips. And so at the right place, the kitchery got stuck at. Salabega said, my Lord, you now please wash your hands and please wash your face as well. I have no time. I have to run. So Lord Jagannath hurriedly ran back onto the altar in Puri. The pujaris came in, brought the 54 offerings, didn't even look at Lord Jagannath. And then when the Lord had eaten, they came back on the altar to remove the plates. But this time the pujari looked at Lord Jagannath, and he saw there was a remnant of food sticking to the right side of his mouth. He was very interested, what was this food? And he came closer to the Lord, and when he was close enough, he could see, oh, it's kitri. But kitri is a forbidden food. No one dares to offer the poor man's food, kitri, to our Lord. Who was this rascal who dared to offer kitri? A whole investigation was made. The news came to the king that a forbidden food had been offered to the Lord. And the king, not finding the person who was guilty for this, threw the head pujari into the dungeon, the prison. In the night, Lord Jagannath appeared. He appeared before the king and he said, it was me who made my mouth full with kitri. I go every day at 11:45 to my devotee Salabega, because he offers the food with love and devotion. And I eat, and I even make my mouth sticky. I love his food so much. You never offer with love and devotion in the temple. You only do everything out of ritual. So my desire is that from this day onward, you go and find the Muslim Salabega and you bring him here into the Puri temple so that he can cook his Salabega Khichdi every day. And from that day on, in the Puri temple, they serve Khichdi. Before, Khichdi was off limits. It was not allowed to be offered. But from this day on, they have three different Khichdi preparations every day. This is a little story I wanted to relate to you, to make you aware that the Lord Jagannath is the Lord of giving mercy. He is really in charge of that. So we will sing another song. I want to tell you a little story about Lord Jagannath, which I find is very nice for meditating about this aspect of mercy, which we have been, which is the central theme really of this deity. There is a very, very nice devotee of Lord Jagannath, also a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, called Paramananda Puri. And it is said that anyone who drinks water from the well of Paramananda Puri obtains love of God. Now, Lord Jagannath thought it shouldn't be so simple that someone just goes to drink at the well of Jagannath, of this Paramananda Puri, and then he gets love of Godhead. So therefore, he purposefully made the well water of Paramananda Puri muddy, so that anyone who would drink the water would have the muddy taste of the water. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Paramananda Puri and said, "How is your well water? It's very muddy. It's very difficult to drink this well water," said Paramananda Puri. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is even more merciful than Lord Jagannath, came to the well, circumambulated the well, and made a kirtan and said, and called, "Ganga, Ganga, Ganga." And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Mother Ganga, Mother Ganga came before Mahaprabhu and said, "Is there any service you want me to do?" She was dressed in a zari which had the color of the moon. "Any seva I can do, my lord." Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, please go into the well water of Paramananda Puri's well and make the well very sweet and very nice." Mother Ganga did this, and now many, many devotees came every day to the well of Paramananda Puri to drink the sweet Ganga water. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaimed that anyone who drinks from the well of this dear devotee of mine will drink Mother Ganga and he will obtain love of Godhead. I thought this is very important for us to understand. Lord Jagannath thought it shouldn't be so easy to get love of Godhead that you just go to the well water of Paramananda Puri. So he purposefully made the well water muddy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said it should be very easy to get love of Godhead. So therefore, by his calling, Mother Ganga came into the well water, into the well of Paramananda Puri, and he was and Mother Ganga was present and making the water sweet. Now, I'm a little skeptical by nature, so when I was in Puri, I decided to go to this well. It is now at an area just opposite to the police station, and I asked the police people, "What is about this well?" They said it's very good water. So I decided to make an experiment. I took a bucket of water and I drank it, and yes, it was very, very sweet. Now, usually when Westerners drink well water in India, the next morning they will have to spend the whole day in the bathroom. I purposefully drank a whole bucket full of this water to check what would happen in the next morning with me. And my dear devotees, my dear scientists amongst you, and my dear skeptics, there was no inappropriate time in the bathroom that day. It was a proof for an ignorant person like me that indeed Mother Ganga had appeared in the well water of Paramananda Puri. And even to this day, this well water is sweet, transparent, clear, clean, transcendental, and absolutely spiritual, because it's Mother Ganga. Please go to the well of Paramananda Puri and get the mercy of Lord Jagannath and drink it until you fall to the ground. Hare Krishna. We want to now sing a very nice song to you, to Lord Jagannath. I'm not really able to sing this song, so I have requested Sachi Devi to sing it. And we will sing it, Sachi Devi. It's important that you listen. Maybe after each lyrical or poetical verse, you sing this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that the devotees can sing along. I would very much like to read the translation to you. Of the song. It's a song where you have to sing along. We always sing the Hare Krishna mantra in it. We once did a few concerts in Macedonia, that's south Europe, and we sang this particular song, and it became the hit of Macedonia. So I think if you sing it, it will be very, very nice. It starts like this. All glories to the dear son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. Who is the dear son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Good. All the three worlds offer prayers unto his lotus feet. In Neelachal, that is Jagannath Puri, he holds the conch shell, the disc, the club, and lotus flower, while in the town of Nadia, he holds a sannyasi staff and a water pot. It is said that in olden times, as Lord Ramachandra, he killed the demon Ravana. Then later, as Lord Krishna, he revealed the opulent pastimes of Goloka. It is he who has come. He has come. Oh, from Raja he has come to Nadia. Accepting the mood and luster of Sri Radha, he has come from Raja to Nadia. He has come. Now Lord Govinda, the cowherd boy, has come as Lord Gauranga. He has come distributing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Please repeat. It is he who has come. Please, you are not old men. You are and old ladies. You have some life. He has come.
He has come.
Oh, from Braja.
Oh, from Braja.
He has come to Nadia.
He has come to Nadia.
He has accepted the mood and luster of Sri Radha.
He has come from Raja.
He has come. Now Lord Govinda, the cowherd boy, has come as Lord Gauranga. So, yes. This is a difference when an enthusiastic frog quacks, and when a very nice singer sings. Miles of difference. I wanted to now, before we sing the next bhajan, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the very esoteric secret of Lord Jagannath. See, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for his first time to Jagannath Puri, he saw from the distance the chakra on top of the temple. And as he saw this, his eagerness to meet Lord Jagannath became increased a million times. As he looked at the top of the temple, he saw something which was very much capturing his mind and his heart. He saw all of a sudden, next to the flag, there where the chakra is, a bluish boy with the complexion of a diamond, a bluish diamond. This bluish boy was taking his arms and bringing a flute to his lips and seemed to call him. When Mahaprabhu saw his dear beloved Lord Krishna, he started to run like the wind towards the Jagannath temple. And when he came into the temple, he had only one idea, not a second idea, only of one idea. He ran towards the altar to embrace his dear Lord. Because as he looked on the altar, he could see not what we see, a wonderful figure with large eyes and a big smile on his lips. No, he saw Lord Krishna playing on his flute, the same Krishna who had called him from the top of the temple, come. And he ran towards the altar. Now imagine, Lord Chaitanya would have embraced Lord Jagannath. What would happen? It's best we don't speculate about it. There would have been such incredible amount of ecstasy. Fortunately, he lost his consciousness just before he could climb on the altar, and he passed out. From that day on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never ever came close to Lord Jagannath because he feared that his ecstatic longing would impel him to run towards the Lord, climb on the altar and embrace the deity. No, he always watched the Lord from a distance. It's called the Garuda Stamba, the pillar on which Garuda is. Because Lord Chaitanya felt like this. Lord Jagannath is God. God always looks towards the devotees. I am not a devotee, but Garuda is. So if I'm staying just next to the pillar of Garuda, Lord Jagannath will look in my direction. And if I get the merciful glance of the Lord just once, then all my desires are fulfilled. He would always stay near the Garuda Stamba, the column of Garuda, and he would cry tears of love of Krishna. And these tears washed down his body, so that when you go now to the Garuda Stamba, you see the footprints of Lord Chaitanya. They are big footprints like this. Lord Chaitanya didn't have small feet. He was 2 meters 10 high. So his feet are this tall. And you see the footprint on the ground, because the salty tears have eaten their ways into the hard stone, so that now the footprints of the Lord are there. Once, and I must tell you this very confidentially, once Mahaprabhu was standing at the Garuda Stamba looking at Lord Jagannath, when due to the tremendous crowd, a lady, an Orissa lady, could not see the Lord very nicely. So she climbed from the back on Lord Chaitanya's body and on his shoulders to get a better view. Now when Lord, when Govinda, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saw this, he was shocked. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would never ever come close to a lady. Being an ideal sannyasi, he would even avoid the word lady. His woman disciples would offer their obeisances from a distance of 100 meters. And now there was this tribal lady from Orissa climbing on the shoulders, having an intimate physical contact with the ideal sannyasi. Govinda exploded. He said, "How do you dare to climb on my Lord? Get down immediately." The lady had not seen that she had used Lord Chaitanya as a pedestrian. She was so eager to see the Lord that this had escaped her attention. And she saw, "Oh my God, I'm standing on the jewel of sannyasis." She just brushed down. She humbly fell to the ground and said, sorry, I was so eager to see the Lord Jagannath that I did not know that I stepped on this sannyasi. Please excuse me." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to his external consciousness. Lord Chaitanya had three states of consciousness. One was external. One was when he was absorbed in Krishna Darshan, a very internal consciousness. And one was half-half. You know, when he was coming from the internal Darshan, from the internal state of vision, to the outside consciousness or external consciousness, he would be in the middle. That's a half-internal, half-external consciousness. So when he was in this consciousness, he looked around and said, "Govinda, this lady is more eager to see the Lord than I am. Why are you so primitive?" He called his servant Adivas, "You very primitive person. Why are you so primitive to avoid the lady so that she cannot have her darshan? She can climb a million times on me to see Lord Jagannath." Hare Krishna. This was his consciousness or his perspective. So we will now sing a beautiful thing.